All right. Welcome to a new episode of Fixing Your Kanban. I am professional Kanban trainer Ryan Ripley. We got Todd Miller, also a PK trainer, PKT. And of course, the man, Dan Vacanti. Dan, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Hey, it's another day. Todd, how's it going?
It's going good. I got my, my Roses rugby jersey, my men's club I played for, sporting that today.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Nice. Now, we all know Australian rules football is better, right?
Everybody knows that. I mean, rugby.
Better. Rugby. But we're not here to argue about sports because I prefer American football. But,
take that back, Dan.
What's that?
I said, take that back, Dan.
at least there are no pads in rugby. At least there's that, you know.
Anyway. Well, the gloves are off today because we've got one of those topics that drives Mr. Vacanti crazy. And we're going to see if we can put a myth to rest. Dan, I've always heard Kanban is just a board, right? What comes to mind when people say that kind of stuff or you read that online?
Well, to be fair, I think this makes Todd more upset than me, because we were talking about this before we came online, and he was talking about how upset that made him. But yeah, I mean, to reduce Kanban to this idea that it's just a visualization. I mean, it's kind of the same things that you run into to Scrum, right? You know, hey, I'm doing a daily Scrum, so I'm doing Scrum, that type of stuff. But there are so many elements to Kanban above and beyond just a visualization. And generally speaking, the visualizations that people have are deficient when they say that they're doing Kanban. That I don't know. It just misses out on a tremendous opportunity to truly implement some practices that might really help you improve. And we can start going through some of those if you want to. But Todd, I don't know, do you want to jump in on some of that first?
Yeah. So I think you're right. This is something that does irk me, but I also think it irks me. But it's also a really good opportunity for people that are out there in the trenches to step up and help, right? Because so many times people are like, I mentioned the word Kanban and people are like, yeah, we do Kanban. And I'm like, oh, let me see. And they have like a to-do, doing, and done board in Jira or Azure DevOps or something like that. And I'm like, well, this isn't Kanban, and you don't even have a definition of workflow, right? It's just to-do, doing, and done. And I obviously don't react that way most of the time, depending on how under-caffeinated I am. But I think that there's so much more to it. So I think maybe for the benefit of this episode, Dan, I think what might be really good to talk about when you walk into a situation, if you're in this situation, you're seeing this episode and you have a board and that's it, where do you start? What's some of the first things that you can do walking out of there to actually get yourself started down a path of really using Kanban? What do you think?
Right. Well, I mean, and exactly. And that's kind of what I was alluding to before is, you know, just having a board in and of itself, it's not a bad start. I don't want to say, hey, don't do that. Right. Absolutely. Visualize your work, because that's a first great step. But there's so many dimensions to that visualizations. Things like, how are you controlling work in progress? I would argue Kanban's more about, you know, controlling the amount of things that you're working on rather than maybe necessarily even the visualization. That might sound like heresy to some people, but I think it's kind of true. How are you controlling WIP? We talked about this in a previous episode. What's your service level expectation for the items flowing through your process? You know, do you have explicit policies around how you're handling the items that are flowing? You know, things like, you know, exit criteria and columns and things like that. So in terms of fundamentally, though, where to start, and this is something I sound like a broken record, and I know this, is when you do have a visualization, the absolute table stakes for your visualization is you need to have a clearly defined point at which you consider work to have started in your process, and you need to have a clearly defined point at which you consider work to have finished in your process. If you don't have those two points, you know, everything else that we're going to say in the rest of this episode, forget about. That's absolutely where you need to start. Make sure everybody understands what those two points are. Once you have those two points, then probably the next thing that I would tell anybody who wants to understand why aging is so important, go check out that episode. I know, Ryan, you're kind of quiet. I want to bring you into the conversation. What are you thinking?
Well, yeah, I like that you're starting with, you know, we have to know where we start, we have to know where we end. And to me, Kanban has always been optimizing the flow in between. And we do that by monitoring item aging, by setting whip limits, and then seeing how that affects item aging, and then keeping a close eye on cycle time and throughput, and watching the forecast change based off of the flow policies that we choose, right? And so to me, that's always been that holistic system. The board just helps us keep track of the experiments we're trying within our flow system, right? You know, we set a whip limit here. We broke this out into three columns there. We believe that there's something unique about the way that this piece of work flows in this type of column. And so I feel like we're just constantly experimenting with the way work flows through our system. And that board is keeping track of those experiments from start to end, right?
Yeah, exactly right. I think you summed up the whole Kanban guide nicely, you know, in that 1 minute. And that's really where I was going to go. Is anybody who thinks a Kanban is just a board, I just visualizing our work, I completely invite you to go read the Kanban guide on kanbanguides.org. I don't know, Ryan, maybe you can put that website
up, kanbanguides.org,
or go and check us out at Pro Kanban, and you can read, you know, when you read that document, it's a short read, it's like eight or nine pages. You can read, you know, all the elements that make up Kanban. The board is just one of those things.
Well, and the other thing I'd throw in is that we constantly see the advice of start where you're at, and no, you might be in a really bad spot. You need to figure out when your work begins, where it ends, and ignore what you've always done because that's the way you've always done it. You really have to. The thing that really grinds me is, well, we made a board and it represents our current state. No. Your current state sucks. Otherwise, you wouldn't be looking at this. And so get to where work starts, get to where work ends, and then start, you know, it's a shift. And you are visualizing those experiments that are provoking that shift on your board. Don't start where you're at. Figure out where your work starts, figure out where it ends, read the guide, and use the board to keep track of all those great changes you're trying to make.
You know what's interesting is to talk about where work starts, where work ends, and then starting to look at aging, right? I think starting to look at aging could help you really solidify and come up with your definition of workflow is, right? Help you approve that. Because if you find something is aging exponentially in one lane, even if it's you have to do doing and done, if it's sitting and doing, and it just aging and doing, where is it aging and doing? Is it what component of doing is it aging in? And then building out your workflow based off of looking at aging, right? I think that would have, because I think sometimes people, I've seen people go from to do, doing, and done to this like crazy workflow that doesn't make any sense. Or it's like, I gave this to Dan, I give this to, and it's like this like 70 lane call, and they overdo it. So I really like, you know, simplicity, right? And maybe looking at that and using work item age to help you define your workflow if you're really unsure what that means, because a lot of people get confused with defining workflow. So
yeah, I think one of the best things you can do if you came into this video thinking Kanban is a board, and so I'm guilty of this years ago before Todd and I were working with Dan, I would just Kanban is just a board and you set it up and you flow your work and no big deal. If you're where we were a number of years ago, no shame, no problem. Go read the Kanban guide, add some item aging to your board, incrementally pull some pieces in and see how, you know, these pieces can actually add to your practice, and it becomes so much more than a board. It's really flow policy visualized, and then you can watch the levers as you pull them change how work gets delivered. So no problems. We're not judging anybody, but there's a lot more to it. And we hope you check out the Kanban guide and really start growing your practice.
I guess one final shameless plug before we sign off. Don't think that if you're doing Scrum that you are excluded from this conversation either. Mm-hmm. You know, because I think if you are doing Scrum, there's a tremendous opportunity to implement some of this stuff, some of this Kanban thinking, in terms of Scrum, and maybe if I dare say maybe fix your Scrum. So there's the PSK guide out there, the Professional Scrum and Kanban guide out there, as well. And you'll see there's tremendous overlap between those two guides on purpose. So,
you know, what's fascinating, Dan, you just set me up for a really good opportunity. to share the fact that the three of us are teaching a professional scrum with Kanban course. We're going to bring the best of both worlds together. So if you want to get in on that, dates and information are in the description. And yeah, you can get 2-3 days, I think, with I think it's 2 days this time with Todd, Dan, and I, all of your scrum and Kanban questions answered. All right, gents, nice job. I think it's end screen time. So of course, check out the socials, like and subscribe so you never miss an episode with Dan and Todd and all of our other great guests. Don't want to miss those. So please do like and subscribe. Check out the comment section below. Leave your questions, leave your thoughts. Perhaps we'll pick up one of those questions and turn it into a future video. It's like magic. You ask a question and a new video appears. The socials are where it's at. We interact quite a bit on Twitter and LinkedIn, so be sure to check us out on the socials there as well. And you know what? Check out that Kanban guide. A lot of work has gone into creating the definitive guide for Kanban. Finally, some guidance on how to do the core practices and do them really well. And so check that out. ProKanban.org is a great place to find it, along with KanbanGuides.org. And yeah, check it out, read it, leave us your questions, and we'll knock those out next time. For Dan Vacanti and Todd Miller, I'm Ryan Ripley. Go out, do some great Kanban work, and we'll see you hopefully next week.